Okay, hello, once at it again. We're with Shinobi Empress 444. She is a new guest. We're coming to this podcast live and perfect for you. So, Miss Brown, I'm sorry, this is fucking your name. But, Empress B444, what do you want to do in this life?
Really?
Yes.
That's how we starting?
See, you.
Okay, what do I want to do in this life? I want to continue to work for God, being a healer.
Good.
A light being.
Good.
Loving everybody.
Good.
I want to create 7 streams of income.
That's good.
I want to help as many people as I can while I'm alive. You know, we want to do the centers for the children and the homeless. I want to do that. I got plenty of ideas of products I don't really want to talk about. I have a book coming out. It's actually being published as we speak. It's my first novel. And I have a lot of other personal endeavors that I'm working on getting into the works right now. But for the most part, I really just want to be a great mom.
So, what I want to do.
Oh, is it my turn to ask you a question?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. King, Universal World King. I'm sorry. Xavier. I now pose the question to you. What do you want to do in this lifetime?
What I want to do? Maybe I got this. Sorry. Yeah. What I want to do is save the universe.
Okay.
Give Nintendo's for free and help the universe, feed the homeless, give the homeless food, and pretty much help the whole earth. And so what I'm gonna do is when I become a billionaire.
How you gonna become a billionaire?
By working. I'm gonna get the biggest piece of land I'm gonna find. But see, I'm gonna try to get all the animals, snake, birds, all of them.
Mm-hmm.
But I gotta keep the monkey in the room. But see, the snakes, see, maybe the dog. I have a boy dog and a boy girl. I mean, a boy dog and a girl dog. And I might have 3 snakes and 2 monkeys.
Okay.
No, I think I just might get like maybe like 1 monkey, but I'm gonna make sure he's a boy. Cause one time I saw this on YouTube, the guy gave the monkey some Gatorade. He opened it and he drank some. He was like this. He took it back.
The monkey took it back?
Yeah, he gave it back to him.
He drank it and gave it back.
He took like 2 sips and then he put the top back on and he gave it back to the guy.
So you want him because he'll be a compatible companion.
And he acts like a human.
Okay. Okay.
Okay, so the first reason I really want a monkey. The monkeys like protect you.
I'm not sure. I'm sure they would. Any animal you'd be.
And if not that, I might get me like a really aggressive dog. Not aggressive, but if you try to mess with them, this would actually be like yo grab.
Okay.
I was trying to get a dog like that. Okay. But see if you try to mess with me. But see.
So he attacks only if he messes with you. Oh, other than that, he's a nice dog.
Or probably bite you on the leg.
Okay. So, what is going to be our next question? Since you wanted to run this podcast tonight, what is it that was so urgent that you needed to discuss?
The thing that was so urgent is that was we need to start helping the world.
Okay. I hear you.
Okay.
In which ways you want to start? You want to keep giving to the homeless like we do? Keep doing donations? Keep... What else?
Oh, and what I want to do...
Volunteer time at the center? You want to do that? Mm-hmm. We can do that.
There's one more thing. I want to feed the birds every day.
Feed the bird, yeah. That's fun.
And guess what? I'm going to have a friend right behind me, chilling on my back.
You have your own bird? Or are you going to make friends with the birds out there?
No, I'm going to have a monkey throwing the beer out.
Oh, so we can get your monkey, he's going to feed the birds too.
Yeah.
That's beautiful. That's dope. I like it. Okay, so question number two. Let me see. So, just recently, I want to congratulate you for completing your coding class in creating apps and video games. You did very well. You received a certificate. What is it that sparked your interest in video game coding?
Well, my mom is on social media. Not social media. I don't know, but she was on something. And she found the coding class. So she was like, you can make your own games. And then the next day, later, she found another one on Facebook. It's to make your own Minecraft. And I'm like, I gotta do this. I gotta do it, okay? Even if I have to stay up for like 2 hours, I will do that. So, I've made my own game. But it might not be in a Play Store, because it's not gonna be in a Play Store yet. Because I still gotta make some designs. And
Gotta finish it.
Yeah.
But you have the capability at age 7 to create your own video game that you can, in the future, release to the App Store and have other people buy. That's a stream of income. At 7, you're already creating, starting with one, but you have 3. Do you want to tell the people about your other streams of income you're beginning? Or no? Is it a secret? Because most of mine are a secret, but if you want. Okay. Just know he has more in store. Xavier has about 2 other ventures that he's working on at the moment. No telling how many more will be added. I'm very, very proud of this young man. He is homeschooled. Never spent a day in school in his life. He has been homeschooled entirely. And I'm very proud to say that my son is doing leaps and bounds ahead of what I could have ever anticipated. And, you know, I can't give the glory to myself. I can only give it to God, because we wouldn't be here but for him, you know? So I'm not really sure why my son wanted to speak tonight, but since he said it was an urgency, I hit record. You know, maybe this is what we need to do with our kids a little more, is have more personal, you know, forward-thinking conversations to create generational wealth, to, you know, be self-sustainable. Yeah, it's a long journey. It's very, very hard. But the rewards are priceless. You know, so I don't know. I'm just saying, you know, you have your own ideals, of course, but it never hurts to allow your child to be their own creative niche and follow that. And, you know, in this day and age, everything can be some type of stream of income, even with the video games. So, you know, I'm just saying, let's listen to the babies. They're our future. Always put God first, walk in faith, forgive everyone, oh my goodness, love everyone, no matter what. You don't have to love them, like, in the, you know, you can love them from a distance, you know what I'm saying? It don't have to be fake or phony. but it can be genuine, like, regardless of whatever, it's cool. But from over there, if it has to be from over there, you know, and always have the ability to come back and have a final, whatever it may take to, you know, clear the air. Be open to that at least, you know, for, you know, unless it's, of course, a violent situation or something like that. But again, I'm not sure why my son wanted me to hit record, but I did. And I'm listening to the babies. Next question.
Yes. You asking me or I'm asking you?
It's your show. I'm on your show.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, what I really want to do is, like, when I get to, like, 20 or 40, 50, it doesn't matter what age, but what the first thing that I want to do is buy my mom a house.
Oh.
I don't even care if I don't have a house.
I'm about to buy my own house.
I'm going to buy you a car.
Buy you a house. Then after you buy you a house, you come back and pay mommy's mortgage if it ain't paid already. That's what I want your goals to be. I love that idea. Yes, it's beautiful to take care of others first. And if you have the means, of course, do so. But as a young man at your age, I would rather you be able to sustain housing at a young age, completely paid off, to allow you freedom of movement as a black male in the future, you know, because things are shifting daily.
Very daily.
Greatly.
Yep.
You know, you get what you get.
You get and what always come. Okay, so I like to say this too. What always comes in the dark always comes to the light. So what I'm trying to say is, there's a video. Okay, so there's videos I watch called Dharma. You should look them up. It was about a kid that was trying to steal their mom's credit card and buy PS4s and buy Oxymons. And see, his brother named Sammy. This is all like acting. This is the show. You shouldn't do stuff bad.
Okay.
So what he did is, the mom, the whole thing was a setup, because the mom already knew the other kid, the kid. Her son was acting suspicious, because when Sam was trying to tell her mom, he was like, the other brother was like this. My son was trying to say
Remember,
something.
Remember, it's a podcast. They can't see you. So go ahead.
It was like that.
He was covering his mouth.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
When he first tried to say something. Mm-hmm. And so she was like, I knew you stole my credit card. I knew it. And see, what backfired on him is she said, I will get you the PS5 on my birthday, on your birthday, but since Sammy was honest, he gets the PS5. He was like, what? He said, get the VR. And she was like, nope, we're returning that. And she showed the guy that the place he got the PS5 from was the guy, and he took the credit card. So it was one of her assistants, one of her job points, because she know, like, go out and ask my son. He is, like, kind of tall. She was like that. So she got the guy out of the room, and he was So she faked the call to the credit card company, and she faked the call to see what he say. And she was like, would I like to press charges on a person? Yeah. And then he got up like, I stole the credit card, Mom. I'll give it to you. Then he got the VR band out of his thing. He went over here. Then he went over here and he unzipped it. He was like, here. And then when she showed him the guy, he was like, Mom, you should arrest him. She was like, and she was like, no, we shouldn't arrest him because he's my assistant. I already knew you was doing something. Because as you covered Sammy's mouth, as he was about to tell me to check my wallet. So I already know, I just didn't act like it.
Okay.
And that's it.
But
we're going to be saying last before we end this.
You still got like 40 minutes.
Oh.
It's good. A whole hour. You sure you ready to do this?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, since we have one more hour.
Or I can pause it, and I think you can come back.
I mean, not right now, because I'm still talking about the podcast. You never want to end it too soon. Because if you end it too soon, the people won't know. And then you're going to have to wait like a long time. You have to keep waiting over and over and over. Nobody wants that. So I'm just going to not make this quick.
Okay.
I don't want to be quick.
Okay. So what you want to talk about then?
What do you want to talk
about? I know what I want to ask you.
What's up?
Who are some of your favorite rappers and why?
Nipsey Hussle, AK Tentacion, Drake.
Wait, slow down. Nipsey Hussle.
Why? Because he was a hustler. One time, even homeless people knew him.
Why did you like Nipsey?
Because he was a legend. He's always nice. Even though he did that because he was a bad guy at first, he was a gang member, so that's why he probably died so young. Because he was like only in his 20s or 30s.
30s. 35, I believe.
I thought he was 30. Oh, that was like a couple years ago when he was 30. But the reason I like Nipsey also is because he fights for himself. And
stop.
He was always working hard no matter what. He would go over. He had to hustle. But see, the whole reason. No, I don't want to say it.
Okay. Who you say was next? XXX?
Yeah.
Why you like him?
Because I like this first song called Moonlight. Oh my gosh. It's like the best. It's got to be the only song I love.
Do you know what Moonlight means?
No.
So you don't understand the lyrics. You just like the way the song feels.
Yeah, I like the beat though.
Okay. Who else did you say?
Drake.
Oh, Drake. Why you like Drake?
Because I like that first.
Because he's dope. Why you like Drake?
Oh, yeah. Is he corny? Because he's corny. Because I'm corny. He's corny. And I'm corny. I dance like a white boy. He danced like
a white corny boy.
Yeah. Something like that.
That's why you like him?
And I like how he came out with the new album. Okay? 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 Yeah.
Who'd you say next?
I think that's it. Oh, wait. Did I say Tupac?
Mm-hmm. Why you like Tupac?
I like him because he was different. He will always wear that headband around his head.
Yeah.
And that. Because he was good.
He was a good guy?
Yeah.
Yeah, Tupac was super dope.
I didn't really know about him that much because he died when I was born.
Before you was born?
Yeah, before I was born. He died on 1970, I think.
No.
Right?
No.
What are you doing?
I'm not sure of the exact year, but it's been a while. So they say he might be on an island somewhere. I don't know.
Would they say?
Well, we're not going to do that because it's not going to be that kind of show.
No.
We're not even going to go there. Who did you say you like next? What about Chris Brown?
Yeah, he's
what about
good.
Breeze?
He's good. Good dude. But you like him.
Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Oh my gosh. Don't do that. I said, do you?
Do I like him?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. Why?
I want to dance. Because I cannot dance.
So you think he can teach you? Yeah, he could. If anybody can teach you, he can teach you.
And he has like this I don't know if it's. He has like this plastic Lamborghini in his house. It was like a little sculpture.
Oh.
I think I saw it. It was like a white one. I don't know.
So you like the sculptures in his house? That's beautiful. That's beautiful.
Okay. I've heard of Jake Paul. And
who?
Jake Paul.
Jake Paul? Who's that?
He's a white boy. And he is a boxer. But he stopped boxing for a little bit. He boxed KSI. Do you know who KSI is?
I don't.
No.
So this is boxing?
No. He's a YouTuber and a boxer.
Oh, okay.
So with KSI, oh yeah. FaZe Travis. FaZe Travis. He had a wrestle too with FaZe Rug.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, wrestle Dravis something. I can't know his name, but I know the first one is Dravis. And he versus King Rug. I forgot. I don't know if he actually did that, but I remember seeing him in a boxing plan one time.
Okay, who else? Where's Blue Eyes?
Blue Eyes?
Yeah, I see Harrington.
Hey, who moved? Oh, he right there.
Where? She.
Huh?
She. Blue Eyes is a girl. Okay, so while you're getting Blue Eyes, which I do appreciate, how do you feel about Pastor, and I know I'm going way out of left field, but I'm just going to ask you, Pastor Geno Jennings?
I mean, the preacher?
Guy, the one I watch sometimes.
You mean listen to? Listen to or watch?
The one I watch on YouTube.
Oh, now I know, but I like him too. I want to get baptized by him. I do, though.
Oh my God, you're going to make me cry. That's so beautiful.
I do.
I know. We're going to get it done. It's going to get done. Trust me. I think they have a church in Newport News.
I'm
going to go to the website.
No.
Okay, so that's beautiful. So who else outside of the YouTubers and singers? Anybody else that you didn't mention that you like? Stop. Give me those back anyway.
Let's see. I mean, I listen to Travis Scott. I mean, I don't listen all the time, but I like him. But I don't listen to him all the time.
You like the Jabberwockies?
Oh, yeah, I love them.
Oh, my gosh. Hold on. Super dope.
See, if I had my phone, there was a old school song. They did the Jabberwockies did an old school song. So
what you know about old school songs?
I know an old school song. Okay. It's like a kid's song. Can I pull it up for a minute?
I don't care.
Okay.
I hope people want to hear this stuff. I really do. Light on the... Where's Luis?
I didn't move him.
Where is he? She.
She. I don't know where she is.
Oh my God. What you mean? I gotta find Blue Eyes. Oh, Savvy. I know what I want to talk to you about. Excuse me. World Universal King Savvy. I apologize. How you feel about your song?
Oh, no, that's private. We're not supposed to be... That's private.
That's not private. That's on Instagram.
That's
on Instagram, yeah.
This is the song. Hold on. Just add... It's a song. Wait, this ain't the right one.
You can only play like 30 seconds and then they cut it off.
Hold on, I need to find the right one.
Okay, so why are you doing that?
Go.
How do you feel about your song?
I like it.
You like it?
Yeah, I mean, I'm still working on it. But I haven't done nothing right now. Have you even posted?
Yeah, I just told you it's on Instagram.
Oh, yeah.
And it's on Facebook, I believe.
Well, I might make another song.
Do you like the one you made?
Yeah. Because we were just fiddling with it.
I know. We weren't That's even the trying to make part. A song.
This is the one. Let me make it quick.
Hey, okay, cut it off. Cut it off. Cut it off. Cut it off. Hey.
This one, look, you don't.
No, 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 you can't do it.
Why not?
Because they will knock the show. You can't play more than like 30 seconds of a song. Oh. That's against the rules. That's the, some of the rules you got to learn with a podcast. You just can't hit record. That's why I was trying to tell you earlier, we need to prepare, write topics, see what we're going to talk about, get some type of order, and then you don't sit here with a lot of just filler space.
Yeah.
You know? Mm-hmm. So, do you want to come back and finish this episode?
Yeah, or? We can come back tomorrow.
Okay. Well, we want to say, we do appreciate all of you for taking any time out of your day to jive with Savi and I. We're just in our element. I'm not sure why he wanted to speak, but he did. And at this point, the kids have the lead. We must listen. Love and light, endless grace and favor to all. I love everyone, and I mean that, no matter what. I may not deal with everyone, but I still love you. You know what I'm saying? It's no nothing with nobody. Mm-hmm. You want to say your pieces or?
Yeah. Peace to everybody that's out there. Love and light to all the legends.
Oh man, we couldn't have did this without Nipsey. Couldn't have did this without the ancestors. Could have did this without the great divine. Confirmation. Right when I said it. Couldn't have did it without the great divine. We couldn't have done any of this without perseverance, longevity, determination, and marathon vibes. We love y'all. We love you. Bye. Bye.